It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and we're going to head over to CCM Health in Montevideo this morning. And we're going to visit with Dr. Rodney Brandt. Dr. Brandt is an orthopedic surgeon. Good morning, Dr. Brandt.
Good morning.
And tell you what, you've been on Wellness Wednesday before, right?
I have, yes.
All right. Well, why don't you reintroduce yourself to our listeners? Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and education.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I grew up in Pennsylvania and actually went to medical school at Penn State University. And then moved to Southern California, where I did my residency at Loma Linda University and actually taught there at the university for just short of 3 years. And then we moved to Montana, where we were for 22 years in a busy private practice setting. And then about 18 months ago, we moved here to Montevideo. We were empty nesters. Our kids are out of the house, so my wife and I wanted to get closer to her folks, since her mom's not in the best of health. So we have been here for 18 months, just thoroughly enjoying Minnesota.
All right. So, yeah. So you picked Montevideo. Good choice.
We're both, my wife and I are both country bumpkins, so we tried to stay away from the big cities for sure.
I understand you're pretty active, too.
Yeah, we do a lot of, we're very outdoorsy. You know, we do a lot of fishing, hunting, lots of snowshoeing, cross-country skiing in the winter. So we're not sitting inside watching TV very much, for sure.
That's good. All right, so Dr. Brandt, what are we going to talk about this morning on Wellness Wednesday?
I think we're going to address, the topic of knee arthritis and just talk about some, in general, the causes of knee arthritis. It's a very common thing. I think a lot of people have it. The most common cause is probably just what we call idiopathic, meaning it just happens. You know, you wear and tear, you put 100,000 miles on your knees, and they wear out. Certainly can happen from trauma, earlier in life, which may increase the risk of arthritis. And there's some rare congenital things that little kids can get that give early arthritis. But most of them is just wear and tear.
Mm. Yeah, I really never heard of knee arthritis before, so how does knee arthritis, what does it feel like?
Primarily it just hurts. It can hurt at rest, but most commonly it hurts when you're walking, putting weight on it, maybe climbing stairs, getting out of a low car to a standing position, or climbing into a high truck. It just tends to ache. It feels better when you sit down, but hurts more after you're active. And sometimes people have such bad arthritis that, they get up in the morning, and by the time they get to the coffee pot, their knees are sore already.
Wow.
And that's usually more severe.
Okay. Is this for what age? Is this for all ages or older people?
If it occurs, from a trauma, I've certainly seen people in their 30s with bad knee arthritis. It's much more common to be older, just from the wear and tear. You put 100,000 miles on your knees, they start wearing out. It's like, having a 60,000-mile tire and you're at 55,000 miles of driving. So it tends to be later. I would say most people I see are probably 60 to 80 years of age. And certainly, if you happen to be fortunate and live to 100, you're definitely going to get arthritis at that time.
Okay. Yeah, that's, so how is this knee arthritis, how is it diagnosed then?
Generally, it's diagnosed through, history, listening to what hurts, when does it hurt, how does it hurt. And then, the diagnostic test of choice is just a plain x-ray. And we do them always with your weight bearing. So what we're looking for is the space between the bones and the knee. Are they narrowed on one side, all sides, behind the kneecap? And that is usually the simplest way to diagnose knee arthritis. And it just means the cartilage is sick between the bones and is thinner. And it's, again, the analogy of just a tire wearing out where you're losing the tread.
Okay. So it isn't really like bone-on-bone pain?
It can be. There's all varieties of, to an orthopedist like myself, any abnormal cartilage is technically arthritis, but most people, when they think of arthritis, like, you know, here's grandma walking with her legs that look bowed, she has bone-to-bone arthritis. Yeah, and that's when it usually becomes more problematic and certainly hurts a lot more, and that's usually when patients seek attention and medical advice.
My mother had arthritis really bad in her hands, and we're talking different arthritis in the knee.
Yeah. Well, it could be the same. Oh. Yeah, osteoarthritis. Osteoarthritis is the term that we use, and people hear, that's the wear and tear arthritis. There is also rheumatoid arthritis, you know, which is an inflammatory arthritis. They present differently, but they're still technically forms of arthritis where the cartilage is damaged.
Okay. All right. So, Dr. Brandt, what are the treatment options then for knee arthritis?
Yeah, initially when someone comes in, if they have had no treatment, you know, the American Arthritis Foundation, actually their number one recommendation is keep moving, keep walking, you know, don't do impact sports such as running or jumping, but keep walking as best you can, because motion in joints is very healthy for the joints. They don't like to be immobilized or become sedentary. Common things people use is like over-the-counter Tylenol, anti-inflammatories like Advil or Aleve. If those are not working well, that's usually when they'll come in and see us as specialists. And we as physicians, the two main things that we offer non-surgically is injections. And one is what's called a corticosteroid. It's a synthetic steroid. We don't use cortisone anymore. But what it does is we inject in the knee, and it decreases inflammation, and typically within 7 days decreases the pain with walking. That definitely can provide short-term effective care for someone who's going on vacation or going on a cruise and wants to feel better. The longer-term injection that we use is called Synvisc, or it's a lubrication. Its technical term is hyaluronic acid. It's just a normal lubricant we have in our knees, but as we get arthritis, the lubricant concentration decreases. So we're just trying to put a higher concentration into the knee. A lot of people come in and say, hey, I want that rooster comb, because apparently the first Synvisc was discovered by ground-up rooster combs. We don't use that anymore. That was the initial finding. Now it's synthetically made in labs, and it matches, you know, the human form of the hyaluronic acid.
Wow, okay.
So and it's very effective. I mean, it can last 6 months to 2 years in many patients. And you can repeat those injections every 6 months if necessary. So a lot of people choose that. And the only time we move on to surgery is if those injections stop working. You know, the patient still has significant weight-bearing pain.
Okay. So what do you do in surgery then for knee arthritis?
Yeah, surgery. The surgery basically indication for knee arthritis is if you failed everything simple, like we talked about with the medications and the injections. And the primary treatment today is what we call a resurfacing. Most people call a knee replacement. I personally don't like that term because it makes it sound like you're putting some huge bionic hinge knee inside. Mm-hmm. And all we're doing is removing the bad arthritis, about 2 to 3 millimeters of bone, and replacing it with an equal thickness of a titanium cap on the end of your thigh bone and on the upper part of your shin bone or the tibia. And then there's a plastic liner that locks into the components. So when you walk, you're walking on a metal, plastic, metal surface. So you just don't have bone-to-bone or nerve-to-nerve contact. And that's why knee resurfacing or knee replacements work. But the big, I guess, misunderstanding with most patients is they think we, like, completely take the whole knee out and, you know, put this huge chunk of metal in. And it's actually, we leave your ligaments, we leave the structures, your muscles, your tendons, completely alone. So it's still your knee, but it just doesn't hurt when you walk. And if you have a super crooked knee from your arthritis, we do the bony cuts so that when we're done, your knee is nice and straight. So it just helps people walk. The whole goal is to walk, you know, without pain.
Right.
And it's interesting, in the United States, knee replacement has actually the highest patient satisfaction of any surgery performed. It's a very successful operation in patients who have bad arthritis.
Okay, interesting, very interesting. Dr. Brandt, so what kind of changes have you seen with the knee surgery or over the years since you've been practicing?
Yeah, the big, and I've been doing this for about 30 years, and I will tell you the biggest thing, Paul, is the length of the incisions are very small now, and we do it through what's called tissue sparing techniques, meaning originally we would cut right through muscles to get to where we needed to go, and now we slide under muscles, and there's very little disruption to the normal tissues. And what that translates into is just a quicker recovery, and patients can get out of bed right after surgery, stand, go to the bathroom. They're typically in the hospital overnight only and go home the next day. That's been the biggest change, because when I started, we literally kept every patient for probably 8 days in the hospital.
Wow.
And they could barely walk. And so most people, you know, within a week or two actually feel better from walking than they did before surgery. But the soft tissues, you know, take time to recover from, and everyone heals at a different rate. Mm-hmm. But the biggest advances, and also the plastic that we put in, we're now approaching 20 to 30 years of success where they don't wear out. Mm-hmm. And right now, many of the components have been used for up to 30 years with over 95% of the patients still with the original knee. So we know they're lasting. And whereas the original ones, like even in the 70s, were, you know, they last 5 or 6 years.
Yep. All right. All right, we're visiting with Dr. Rodney Brandt from CCM Health during Wellness Wednesday here. And Dr. Brandt, what other surgeries do you do at CCM Health?
Well, we do a huge array here. You know, we obviously have a general orthopedic practice here. So we do, you know, shoulders, knees, hips, wrist, fingers, you know, they always say, knees, toes, and everything. So, you know, there's certain things that certainly aren't done here because of the complexity, but, I've been here for 18 months, and I think pretty much we can do well over 95% of the things that we see in the clinic can be kept here and done here.
Dr. Brandt, what do you like about working at CCM Health?
Honestly, this small community. I am, like I said earlier, my wife and I are country bumpkins, and this has just been an awesome community. We're already got dear friends and got in, you know, involved in a local church, and it's been just wonderful. We feel part of the community already, and it felt very welcomed, you know, just not only in CCM Health, but through the town of Montevideo and the surrounding community. Yeah, it's really been awesome. And the Minnesota nice, I will say, I do agree.
Okay, great. Well, it's been nice visiting with you this morning on Wellness Wednesday. Thank you for taking the time, Dr. Brandt.
Yeah, sure thing. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Dr. Brandt, Rodney Brandt, orthopedic surgeon at CCM Health in Montevideo, and it's been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.